Let's talk a little bit about extinction. What is the so-called great dying?
Well, really, it ties right back into this whole idea of life in space. I began my work and my career looking at mass extinctions, and I started my work looking at what killed the dinosaurs, which was certainly an asteroid, and then went back to an even bigger extinction 250 million years ago. About 90% of all species die out. So if the dinosaurs died in fire and brimstone from an asteroid, surely a bigger extinction was just a bigger asteroid. And many of us in this business went out expecting that, and to our surprise, could find no evidence of asteroid collision at all in the rocks of that age.
Hmm.
So other explanations had to be sought for. And to give it the sort of the life in space bent, the great dying was as close as our planet has come to the extinction of all life. I mean, we really had a terrible, terrible depression of the diversity on planet Earth. And once you start asking...
When was that?
This, again, a quarter billion years ago, 250 million years ago, 90% of all species on the planet Earth die off.
Why?
Well, isn't that the great question? It turns out the short answer, it appears to have been global warming.
Global warming.
Climate change.
Yeah.
Come on, you've written about this.
I do know something about it.
You do, and the last time I was on your show was right before the wonderful movie, The Day After Tomorrow, came out, because
yes.
I got in the script, and we had a wonderful 3 hours chuckling over that little deal.
Yes, it really caused quite a stir, you know.
Not enough of one, though. That's the thing. The movie sort of came and went, and I was hoping...
I know, the movie came and went, but the everyday headlines, they keep on trucking.
They do.
And there have been some amazing, amazing... I mean, look at Kilimanjaro, buddy, since we last talked. It's pretty near got a bare butt up there.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I'm looking at the Cascade Mountains right now.
15 years ahead of when they said it should happen.
Well, we have no skiing in Washington State. They shut it down months and months ago. There was no snow this year.
Well, you know why?
I'd call it global warming myself.
Well, it's because the jet stream has brought all of it right down and deposited it around me. I'm about 20 miles from Death Valley.
Oh, yeah, you got all the wildflowers, right?
Hey, baby, it's turning green. It's like a golf course out there on the desert. And
well, you should get more tourists then.
Yeah, if this keeps up, we're going to plant redwoods and we're going to start a different industry here. So, yeah, that's why you're in a drought in that part of the world right now, and we're drowning. In fact, we've got more rain coming Tuesday and Wednesday. This is just ridiculous. We're over our yearly total. We were over our yearly totals before the year had hardly begun.
Well, is it a good thing or a bad thing for you, Art? If you could do it over again, would you have all this rain again or give it up?
I'm not sure. That's a really interesting question. It really is. I'm not sure yet of the answer. I like the desert as a desert. And I'm not sure that I'll be all that comfortable to see it change if that is, in fact, what's underway.
Well, if you like a lot more people, if you have more rain, you're certainly going to get them.
Yeah.
I can imagine you don't really want that.
With this area is growing incredibly. The land values are just shooting up around here. It's crazy what's going on in southern Nevada right now, and particularly in Pahrump. It's amazing. And anyway, you say this last mass extinction was due to global warming. Well, there certainly were no factories that we were aware of, nor automobiles or anything else from man contributing to what occurred a quarter billion years ago. Right?
Yeah, but there was something that was making carbon dioxide just in almost the same fashion that we do. It wasn't internal combustion engines. It was the biggest volcanic events of the history of the planet.
Remember to stay close to that phone for me. The biggest volcanic event, so which one? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, about one quarter of Siberia is covered with lava, and it came out of a number of very large fissures a quarter billion years ago, and the extrusion of all that lava created an enormous amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The planet warmed probably 10 degrees centigrade, or about 15, 16 degrees Fahrenheit, and with all that warming, there was at the same time a drop in oxygen. So we got hotter and we had less oxygen of the two combined to create...
Out of curiosity, do scientists know how much oxygen left the atmosphere?
Well, it went from 21% today to about 11%.
How serious?
The atmosphere was gone.
Got it. How serious would that be for human beings?
It would put us right now at 17,000 feet.
Where?
Sea level would be now 17,000 feet.
17,000 feet. Well, that would take care of some percentage of the population right away.
I've been at 14,000. It's really hard.
Yes. Yes. It would necessitate, I suppose, artificial atmospheres for comfort, right?
Certainly, you could not do any sort of a cerebral work. I've tried to do an interview at 14,000. It just didn't work.
Didn't work.
And secondly, any sort of physical activity is almost impossible.